Ezekiel chapter 44. Then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces east, and it was shut. The Lord said to me, This gate shall remain shut. It shall not be opened, and no one shall enter by it. For the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered by it. Therefore it shall remain shut. Only the prince, because he is a prince, may sit in it to eat food before the Lord. He shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gate, and shall go out by the same way. Then he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple. And I looked, and lo, the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord, and I fell upon my face. The Lord said to me, Mortal, mark well, look closely, and listen attentively to all that I shall tell you concerning all the ordinances of the temple of the Lord, and all its laws. And mark well those who may be admitted to the temple, and all those who are to be excluded from the sanctuary. Say to the rebellious house, to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, O house of Israel, Let there be an end to all your abominations in admitting foreigners, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, to be in my sanctuary, profaning my temple when you offer to me my food, the fat and the blood. You have broken my covenant with all your abominations, and you have not kept charge of my sacred offerings, but you have appointed foreigners to act for you in keeping my charge in my sanctuary. Thus says the Lord God, No foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, of all the foreigners who are among the people of Israel, shall enter my sanctuary. But the Levites who went far from me, going astray from me after their idols, when Israel went astray, shall bear their punishment. They shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the temple, and serving in the temple. They shall slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall attend on them and serve them. Because they ministered to them before their idols, and made the house of Israel stumble into iniquity, therefore I have sworn concerning them, says the Lord God, that they shall bear their punishment. They shall not come near to me, to serve me as priest, nor come near any of my sacred offerings, the things that are most sacred, but they shall bear their shame, and the consequences of the abominations that they have committed. Yet I will appoint them to keep charge of the temple, to do all its chores, all that is to be done in it. But the Levitical priests, the descendants of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the people of Israel went astray from me, shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall attend me to offer me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. It is they who shall enter my sanctuary, it is they who shall approach my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge. When they enter the gates of the inner court, they shall wear linen vestments. They shall have nothing of wool on them, while they minister at the gates of the inner court and within. They shall have linen turbans on their heads, and linen undergarments on their loins. They shall not bind themselves with anything that causes sweat. When they go out into the outer court to the people, they shall remove the vestments in which they have been ministering, and lay them in the holy chambers, and they shall put on other garments, so that they may not communicate holiness to the people with their vestments. They shall not shave their heads or let their locks grow long, they shall only trim the hair of their heads. No priest shall drink wine when he enters the inner court. They shall not marry a widow or a divorced woman, but only a virgin of the stock of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a priest. They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the unclean and the clean. In a controversy they shall act as judges, and they shall decide it according to my judgments. They shall keep my laws and my statutes regarding all my appointed festivals, and they shall keep my Sabbaths holy. They shall not defile themselves by going near to a dead person, for father or mother, however, and for son or daughter, and for brother or unmarried sister, they may defile themselves. After he has become clean, they shall count 7 days for him. On the day that he goes into the holy place, into the inner court, to minister in the holy place, he shall offer his sin offering, says the Lord God. This shall be their inheritance. I am their inheritance, and you shall give them no holding in Israel. I am their holding. They shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, and every devoted thing in Israel shall be theirs. The first of all the first fruits of all kinds, and every offering of all kinds from all your offerings, shall belong to the priests. You shall also give to the priests the first of your dough, in order that a blessing may rest on your house. The priest shall not eat of anything, whether bird or animal, that died of itself, or was torn by animals. Ezekiel chapter 45. When you allot the land as an inheritance, you shall set aside for the Lord a portion of the land as a holy district, 25,000 cubits long and 20,000 cubits wide. It shall be holy throughout its entire extent. Of this, a square plot of 500 by 500 cubits shall be for the sanctuary, with 50 cubits for an open space around it. In the holy district you shall measure off a section 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide, in which shall be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It shall be a holy portion of the land. It shall be for the priests who minister in the sanctuary and approach the Lord to minister to him. And it shall be both a place for their houses and a holy place for the sanctuary. Another section, 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 cubits wide, shall be for the Levites who minister at the temple, as their holding for cities to live in. Alongside the portion set apart as the holy district, you shall assign as a holding for the city an area 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 cubits long. It shall belong to the whole house of Israel. And to the prince shall belong the land on both sides of the holy district and the holding of the city, alongside the holy district and the holding of the city, on the west and on the east, corresponding in length to one of the tribal portions, and extending from the western to the eastern boundary of the land. It is to be his property in Israel. And my princes shall no longer oppress my people, but they shall let the house of Israel have the land according to their tribes. Thus says the Lord God, Enough, O princes of Israel, put away violence and oppression, and do what is just and right. Cease your evictions of my people, says the Lord God. You shall have honest balances, an honest ephah, and an honest bath. The ephah and the bath shall be of the same measure, the bath containing one-tenth of a homer, and the ephah one-tenth of a homer. The homer shall be the standard measure. The shekel shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels, 25 shekels, and 15 shekels shall make a minah for you. This is the offering that you shall make, 1/6 of an ephah from each homer of wheat, and 1/6 of an ephah from each homer of barley, and as the fixed portion of oil, 1/10 of a bath from each core. The core, like the homer, contains 10 baths, and 1 sheep from every flock of 200 from the pastures of Israel. This is the offering for grain offerings, burnt offerings, and offerings of well-being, to make atonement for them, says the Lord God. All the people of the land shall join with the prince in Israel in making this offering. But this shall be the obligation of the prince regarding the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings at the festivals, the new moons, and the Sabbaths, all the appointed festivals of the house of Israel. He shall provide the sin offerings, grain offerings, the burnt offerings, and the offerings of well-being to make atonement for the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, In the first month, on the first day of the month, you shall take a young bull without blemish and purify the sanctuary. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorpost of the temple, the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and the post of the gate of the inner court. You shall do the same on the seventh day of the month for anyone who has sinned through error or ignorance, so you shall make atonement for the temple. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you shall celebrate the festival of the Passover, and for 7 days unleavened bread shall be eaten. On that day the prince shall provide for himself and all the people of the land a young bull for a sin offering. And during the 7 days of the festival he shall provide as a burnt offering to the Lord 7 young bulls and 7 rams without blemish on each of the 7 days, and a male goat daily for a sin offering. He shall provide as a grain offering an ephah for each bull, an ephah for each ram, and a hin of oil to each ephah. In the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, and for the 7 days of the festival, he shall make the same provision for sin offerings, burnt offerings, and grain offerings, and for the oil. Ezekiel chapter 46. Thus says the Lord God, The gate of the inner court that faces east shall remain closed on the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. The prince shall enter by the vestibule of the gate from outside, and shall take his stand by the post of the gate. The priest shall offer his burnt offering and his offerings of well-being, and he shall bow down at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be closed until evening. The people of the land shall bow down at the entrance of that gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. The burnt offering that the prince offers to the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering with the ram shall be an ephah, and the grain offering with the lambs shall be as much as he wishes to give, together with a hin of oil to each ephah. On the day of the new moon he shall offer a young bull without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, which shall be without blemish. As a grain offering he shall provide an ephah with the bull, and an ephah with the ram, and with the lambs as much as he wishes, together with a hin of oil to each ephah. When the prince enters, he shall come in by the vestibule of the gate, and he shall go out by the same way. When the people of the land come before the Lord at the appointed festivals, whoever enters by the north gate to worship shall go out by the south gate, and whoever enters by the south gate shall go out by the north gate. They shall not return by way of the gate by which they entered, but shall go out straight ahead. When they come in, the prince shall come in with them, and when they go out, he shall go out. At the festivals and the appointed seasons, the grain offering with a young bull shall be an ephah, and with a ram an ephah, and with the lambs as much as one wishes to give, together with a hin of oil to an ephah. When the prince provides a freewill offering, either a burnt offering or offerings of well-being as a freewill offering to the Lord, the gate facing east shall be opened for him, and he shall offer his burnt offering or his offerings of well-being as he does on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and after he has gone out the gate shall be closed. He shall provide a lamb, a yearling without blemish, for a burnt offering to the Lord daily. Morning by morning he shall provide it. And he shall provide a grain offering with it morning by morning regularly, 1/6 of an ephah, and 1/3 of a hin of oil to moisten the choice flour, as a grain offering to the Lord. This is the ordinance for all time. Thus the lamb and the grain offering and the oil shall be provided morning by morning as a regular burnt offering. Thus says the Lord God, if the prince makes a gift to any of his sons out of his inheritance, it shall belong to his sons, it is their holding by inheritance. But if he makes a gift out of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his to the year of liberty. Then it shall revert to the prince. Only his sons may keep a gift from his inheritance. The prince shall not take any of the inheritance of the people, thrusting them out of their holding. He shall give his sons their inheritance out of his own holding, so that none of my people shall be dispossessed of their holding. Then he brought me through the entrance, which was at the side of the gate, to the north row of the holy chambers for the priests. And there I saw a place at the extreme western end of them. He said to me, this is the place where the priests shall boil the guilt offering and the sin offering, and where they shall bake the grain offering, in order not to bring them out into the outer court, and so communicate holiness to the people. Then he brought me out to the outer court, and led me past the 4 corners of the court. And in each corner of the court there was a court. In the 4 corners of the court were small courts, 40 cubits long and 30 wide. The 4 were of the same size. On the inside, around each of the 4 courts, was a row of masonry, with hearths made at the bottom of the rows all around. Then he said to me, these are the kitchens where those who serve at the temple shall boil the sacrifices of the people.